Welcome back, everyone, to the Writer's Parachute. We're a guiding author and writer dreams to a perfect landing. We have with us another very special guest. She's a returning guest. I believe this is her third time here at the Writer's Parachute. We have with us Sherry Brown, and she's going to be talking about her new book coming out in April. We're so excited to have her here and talk with her. But of course, we always have to get that housekeeping out of the way. So we want to make sure that you hit that like button, go ahead and smash the subscribe button, and don't forget to share with people that you know that want to know more about books and writing and all of the authors that we bring you week after week and their interesting journeys and their interesting books. So don't forget to do that. Also, you can follow us on social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, now X. We are also on TikTok and Threads, and now on Blue Sky at Writer Parachute. That is Writer Parachute without an S. Of course, you can also get a notification in your inbox every week about new episodes if you go to sendfox.com/thewritersparachute and sign up for our email list. You'll get a notification week after week with information and links to new episodes. So don't forget to do that. We are so thrilled to bring to you some grand news. We have hit over 2,000 subscribers. I will be bringing you something new very soon to celebrate that. But also, you know, we're hitting some pretty good numbers with views, and I am so thankful. So thank you guys so very, very much. All right. Well, let's go ahead and start off with our topic of the week. So we have talked most of season two about reviews, and I think we've covered most of it. We're still going to mention reviews because they are king with everything that authors and writers do. Everything that has to do with books really is by word of mouth, and often reviews are that word of mouth. So don't forget to do those reviews. But we're shifting gears heading into season three, and we're talking about storytelling. So this week, to prepare you for season three and storytelling, we're going to talk about where stories begin. Now, I want to separate that from where ideas begin. We're going to talk about where stories begin. I get this question often when I'm doing speaking engagements or when I'm going into schools and talking with students or if I'm doing writing classes. Where does a story begin? Well, the simple answer is 3 seconds before or 3 seconds after something changes. When does a story begin? When something is different. It's not a story if it's average or normal or the mundane. It's a story when something changes, when the main character is either challenged or tripped or put in this journey to do something different with their life or to know something different or to meet someone different or to learn something. Whatever it is that sends them on their journey starts with something that changes. So I want you to remember that if you're struggling to figure out where to start your story, think about where that exciting moment is. Where is it that something changes? And I will tell you this, it is not uncommon as an author and a writer to write the rest of your book and not realize where the story actually begins, because sometimes you just have to tell the story first and then figure out where it begins. How much is needed before the story starts going? Not a lot. You can always add that back information in later, but maybe you need to skip that first chapter, get on to the second chapter, tell the story, and then you'll figure out how to get it started, where to bridge that gap between where your reader is going to jump off the cliff with you and go along for the journey and the point where you need to tell them all the before things. All right. Well, I hope that's helpful for you. I know we have so much more we could talk about storytelling, about where stories begin, where a story may begin. So if you would like more information or you'd like to discuss this further, you can reach out to us at info@thewritersparachute.com and we will be happy to get back to you. So, and of course, you can leave a question or any thoughts in the comments below. We appreciate that. All right, well, let's get on with our show. Today we have with us, as I said, three-time returning guest, Sherry Brown. We're going to talk to her today about her newest book, as I said, coming out in April, Motivational Moments, a 90-Day Prayer Journal, A Journey to Hope, Love, and Vision. She also has another book that is out already called Mind Your Mouth. Great book for anyone. Sherry is an author, speaker, motivational coach, and she presents with heart, vision, and integrity. Her training includes both high-level strategies and day-to-day tactics that apply to any organization. Her incredible passion, spirit, and energy make each individual feel and seem better. Along with her ability to communicate, Sherry encourages listening to make everyone feel capable and confident in who they are created to be and inspires others to embrace that all that life has to offer. Amassing over 25 years in customer services and owning three businesses with her husband, Sherry's ability to mentor has generated a solid client base. As a stellar speaker and trainer, she continues to grow professionally and personally through hard work, passion, and dedication. As a leader, she impacts others with her high energy and enthusiasm for life wherever she goes. Sherry resides in Ohio with her wonderful husband, who've been married for 25 years and have two grown children. They both enjoy traveling and experiencing all that life has to offer, and she has a successful network marketing business, is a motivational speaker and health coach with a passion to teach the goodness of life and that the best is always yet to come. Welcome to the Writer's Parachute, Sherry. How are you today?
I am wonderful, Donna. Thank you so very much for inviting me back. Obviously, I didn't scar your listeners the first time or so that I was on here. And thank you very, very much for allowing me to be in this platform with you.
Well, I would say you honestly didn't scar them. In fact, you were one of our top episodes for season
Yes.
one, which is just incredible and an amazing feat. So congratulations. We were glad
Thank
to have
you.
you back for that celebration episode just a few weeks ago. So if you guys haven't checked that one out, you might want to go check out Sherry's first interview with me, and then of course the celebration interview that we had in I believe in January. I
I
believe
think
that
so.
I think
Yeah.
so. So here she is back again with another new book. So she is so inspiring, and we're so thrilled to have her. Your new book, Motivational Moments, a 90-day prayer journal, a practical journey to hope, love, and vision. It's more than a journal. It offers daily quotes, stories, and inspiration, along with action steps, corresponding scripture references, and space to add thoughts and document the journey. Why is this book journal such a passion project for you?
I feel that so many people have lost their way, and we just go through the motions in life. We get up, do what we need to do, come home. Before we started here, you even made the comment, we make thousands of decisions every day just of what we eat. And when, at the end of the day, when they say, "So what do you want for dinner?" It's like, "I don't really care." I think that people are not living their best lives. Maybe they don't know how to take charge of their regular day-to-day actions. And I'm believing that the way that we have laid out this book, that it will help people to get back on track, that they don't feel like they're just walking through life like a zombie. And we don't want that.
Absolutely not. And I loved your first book, Mind Your Mouth, and you were talking about, the words we not only speak to other people but speak to ourselves have a, a either positive or detrimental out, reflection on us and how we feel and respond to things. And I think this is kind of a continuation of that, which is saying, okay, now that we've stopped just spewing out the nonsense. Now we're going to talk about, how to make ourselves get to the goals that we want to feel joy and feel motivated and feel inspired, because it's like it's great to say this book is going to inspire you, but how does each person feel inspired? Well, they have to be inspired by something that is a passion within them. And I think you bring that across so eloquently in this book. And it's also, I feel like the second book is almost like an extension or companion piece to the first book, Mind Your Mouth, which was published in 2020. So I want to know how you think the two books will work together or separately.
They work separately, and this is just a preview of what the new one is going to look like. And this is the one that was released in 2020. kind of a same theme branding that you see there, but they work separately because the themes are not the same in each book. As you adhered to, Donna, mind your mouth. It's going to help you on the journey to control and monitor what you are speaking and not just spewing things out. I like that word that you used. And they're saying, with God's help to turn your life around. They are faith-based books, but we all know that we say things before we think. We all know that. But this is the number one reason as to why we need God's help with this, because once we let that word go, it's like an arrow. You can't pull it back. It's like a gun. It's like a bullet. It's once that bullet goes, there's no pulling it back. So Motivational Moments 90-Day Prayer Journal is simply a daily action. It's like a daily accountability read that you can take to adjust your course of thinking and to help you be inspired and motivated to become a better you for all of those people around you, as well as realizing that most of us are living, like I alluded earlier about the zombies, we're living below what we can really achieve or dream that's possible for our lives. So it's designed for me to basically take you by the hand. It's designed not to be overwhelming, not a lot of do this, do that, do this. We've all done those types of goal-oriented programs. It's not to overwhelm you with to-do tasks or cumbersome activities. It's really about helping you simply readjust your course and simply get back on track.
Right. And I do love this book because I mean the format is unique in the way that you came across with this. It's like you're starting off with a day and a title and an idea that you bring home with not only with strict scripture but with a story, which I absolutely love. So it's like a little mini story that brings home, that nails down that actual day and thought that you want to motivate and inspire people around, and then you give them action steps about what they can do to kind of help themselves through that process. And you're very revealing in some of the things that you've had to struggle with even yourself. And I love that, but you also give them what I call like this golden ticket at the end of each day. You give them a motivational moment and you And I mean, essentially, it's like I felt like it was like a warm hug. It was like Mary's wrapping her arms around me, going, I know this is hard, but we've got this. And I just absolutely love that. And this book, even though it's titled Prayer Journal, as you describe it, as being more as a motivational and reflection journal for anyone that needs inspiration. And I want to know why you set it up that way and how you feel it compares to other journals out there, whether for prayer or anything else.
What makes what makes the Motivational Moments 90-Day Prayer Journal different is that I have combined the two thought processes, like what you just said, mindful prayer and the motivation. We all love great comeback stories. I mean, at least I do. And we all want to fight for the underdog and see the transformation. You see a caterpillar go into a butterfly. We see this transformation of something being turned around, being a firm believer in the foundation of the Word of God in my life. That's kind of what makes me click and tick, if that makes any sense. I want to share that with others, but in a very simple, easy to read book. And as well as I want them to catch a glimpse or a hope in themselves, that when they read the motivational, inspiring stories that I have added in the book, that they may see maybe a big part, wow, I can completely relate to that, or even maybe small nuggets of things that they might see of themselves and believe that they can achieve greater joys and successes than what they're currently going through. Because as the mind, your mouth, you currently have the life that you have today because of the words that you spoke yesterday. So if this could be a collaboration with that and say, okay, let's fix that part. And now let's have an action step of how to do that part.
Right. And well, and I absolutely love that, but I do want to tell you people, she doesn't coddle you. She's not going to sit there and say, hey, whatever you think, whatever you believe is all okay. She's gonna, it's like I love Sherry and her books because she is right to the heart of it without apology or anything. And I think that more than anything kind of sets me back on my heels and makes me listen a little more is because I'm always a little surprised and I'm like, oh, because Sherry is so soft-spoken and she's so kind and so generous. And I'm like, oh, okay, well. So
I don't know, Donna, if my family would say that I'm soft-spoken. Super quick rabbit trail. When I was in junior high, I taught myself how to whistle, that really loud, shrill whistle with your fingers. And when my kids were in the neighborhood growing up, that's how I would call them for dinner. So they may not say I'm soft-spoken, but I'll take that.
Well, most professionally, the way I know you, it's like you're generally soft-spoken. So, interestingly enough, your 90-day prayer journal is actually 95 days. So there's some bonus days in here. So, what was the significance in adding those extra days?
So if and as people go on this journey with me, when we truly understand that God loves us and he wants what is best for us, that he is a God of more than enough. We're supposed to look like our fathers, okay? Genetically, our makeup, our mindset. I want to share that same idea with the book. I want the reader to know that they're getting more than the title on the cover. They're getting more than 90 days of inspiration and motivation. I'm going beyond what someone would expect, which is what God does. When we trust God and put our faith in God, he will always, not every now and then, but he will always go above and beyond what we expect to imagine or dream. And when we say that we are God's children by faith, because we have what we have because of faith, we should resemble his likeness as well. And that's exactly what I want to do here. I want people to feel like, hey, this is super cool. I thought this was only 90 days. And if they pick it up and if they flip through it, and it's like, oh, I have bonus days. Woohoo!
Well, you know what I love about that is because how many times have we ordered something from the A place that we're not going to name here because I don't want them to come after me. And it's like they're like, oh yeah, we'll have it to you on Wednesday. And then Wednesday comes and goes and it's not there. And then Saturday comes and goes and you're like, what happened? And they're like, oh, we're so sorry. And you're like, but. And this is what I love about it because I'm thinking, if I have this book ordered every 90 days, I still got a 5-day window to keep me going. They're
Yes.
running late. So I did love that. I'm like going, that's actually pretty ingenious. I wish I'd have thought of something like that.
Yes, because it's so great that you bring that point up because it truly is that type of book that you could order every 90 days. And I promise you, if you would track, let's just say three books in a row, because that's the span of, almost a full year. If each book is for 3 months, think of it as a quarter. I promise you, if you go back to your very first journal, you will see how you've changed. You will see how you will answer the same questions, but you'll answer it differently. And another reason that really inspired me to do it like this, I am beyond annoyed. I get a little passionate about this. The whole bait and switch, and we see it all in social media. The 10 ways to do this and it's free, and the 5 ways to do this and it's free, and click on this link and you click on the link and it's not free. And so the extra 5 days are in the book. They just come with it. So it's just with
That's
it.
amazing. And I also know that For those of you who would like to not write in your books like me, I mean, I am a pristine book kind of person, so I don't generally write in my books. I have journals and things I do for that. Sherry is going to have available downloadable journal pages for those of you who either cannot get or don't want to share the expense of repurchasing this book, although I encourage you to do that, that you can get extra journal pages.
Yes.
If you want to start over and the new book's not there yet, even though she gives you an extra 5 days, life happens. Life happens. So
Does.
we will have that information for you. Again, the book is not going to be released until April the 2nd. So as soon as that is up and released, we'll update the show notes and give you the link to Sherry's downloadable journal pages to go with the book. So the new book, Motivational Moments, 90 Day Prayer Journal, A Practical Journey of to Hope, Love, and Vision, is coming out next month. Almost just under 30 days, and available worldwide online stores, online and in stores. So I want to know what you hope that readers of this book and users of the journal are going to gain or achieve from it.
I am hoping by them scouring and seeing, however you see behind me, the multiple books, I'm hoping by them picking up this book, they will feel like they're truly living their life to the fullest. I am hoping that they will get their joy, they'll get their smile back, they'll get their happy back if they feel as if they have misplaced it or lost it. It's kind of like Peter Pan, he lost his marbles. Well, sometimes we go through life and we don't realize it. We do lose our joy. We do lose our happy. We do get in the rut and in the routine. And I'm hoping for the person who is doing okay, I'm hoping this book will make them desire to do better, to achieve greater goals, to be able to go farther, as well as for everyone who reads the book, for them to realize that they know so many other people that's in that same boat in their lives that they need a shot in the arm or a kick in the butt. I guess, like what Donna said, I'm not real super warm and fuzzy. I do kick you in the butt. Come on, get up. We can do this. But I want to help you get back on track and to excel in their lives. From day to day, I want you. There's a term that we use called molly grubs. I want to help you get your mindset out of the molly grubs that they can then take someone else by the hand and say, come on, let's go. I've gone through this journey. I've been there. You're going to make it. And I want you to know that I'm here to be the support to you. We've got work to do. We still have breath within us. And so let's go tackle this world together. Let's not let the world take us out. Let's take the world out instead.
Well, I'm going to make a shameless connection here to my opening topic about where the story begins, and I think that's what you're trying to get is everybody to begin their story. You're making that critical change that begins their story, and journaling has kind of become one of those things that some people do occasionally, but it's almost gone out of habit. And I think that's sad because, I think about my parents who are both gone now, and they live just extraordinary lives in their just daily living. They didn't do anything extraordinary, or I mean, they did to me, but I mean, nothing that anybody else would recognize as extraordinary. But I stop and think about all the things that they discovered and learned and happened during their lifetime. And it's just amazing to me, but it's also tragic because neither one of my parents were ever people who kept journals. And so we don't know what they thought about all of those things, and they didn't really document them as they were happening. And I think sometimes that's sad because there's so much that we could learn from that, even from my own journals. I think when I feel like, at my lowest, is like I'll just go grab one of my old journals from any time in my life, and I'll just open it up and start reading it. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, It really wasn't all that bad as I thought it was going to be. It's like actually life turned out pretty good for me. It's like
Yeah.
you can't see it in that moment. And sometimes, that's what the journals are for. So I really hope that it does motivate people to find that center of themselves and kind of begin their story.
I completely agree. Because we all have a story. We don't think we have a story, but we do. We all have a story. And I promise you, you're not alone. Somebody can relate to your story. Somebody can help you with your story. But sometimes we as a society, we get so prideful that we don't want to admit, hey, I need help. And we hear it every time we travel. The stewardess stands in front of us, put your seatbelt on. Your seat is a flotation device. If the oxygen masks fall, put yours on first, and then you can help those around you.
Absolutely. It's like it's not being selfish. It's just like
No.
you're gonna help a whole lot more people if you're healthy and available than you can if you're the ones, lacking oxygen. So I do love that analogy. So we're gonna shift gears just a little bit and talk a little bit more about the process of bringing your books to the world. So if you could start over all the way back in the beginning, which I was there, which I'm glad I was there for that. What do you think you would change or try to learn before publishing your first book or becoming an author?
Without a doubt, I would have started earlier. In the course of me growing up, I had some educational professionals, they're called teachers, that they told me I would not amount to much because of some things that had happened in my home life. So I did not think that I was an author when I wrote the first book. And none of this would have been possible. And I'm not joking about this. If God would not have allowed our paths, Miss Donna, to have crossed so many years ago. And for those of you who do not know this, I tell this to Donna every time we connect with one another. She is an answered prayer to me. And it was not even a prayer that I knew that I prayed. It was just one of those where it's like our worlds just kind of collided. And because of her, I had the courage to just keep moving forward. But if I could also go back and change it, I would try to have more courage to step out in faith and do it anyway, because I didn't know that there was a book inside of me with that first book. Now I've got like seven that we need to get into print. So many times we all sit on the sidelines and we wait for things to happen. Or we say, I'll do something once our ship comes in. Well, if I've not done anything that would cause my ship to come in, like what John, like what Donna just said, keeping a journal. There's stories in your journals that you could write and leave a legacy for other people, and it will go beyond you. So we need to do something that's going to cause our ship to come in, because if not, you're just going to sit on a dry dock for the rest of your life. I mean, I could have researched what it would have taken to write a book. I could have taken writing classes. I could have connected with a local university. So with that, I am hoping that this book will help people get out of the I should have, I could have, because we should have, could have's on ourselves. And I heard a really wonderful, wonderful mentor of mine years ago, and she said, stop shoulding on yourself. And if I want people to kind of lean in and catch that. Well, I should have done this. I should have been a better parent. I should have done, we could say that for the next 15 minutes and beyond. Stop that. Give yourself some grace and say, okay, now I have a tool. I now have a tool. I have a tool. I can change this. That's what I'm hoping. If I could have gone back, I would have started this earlier.
Well, and I'm always so thankful that you and I connected, and to this day we both do not remember or recall or understand how we actually connected. I mean, it was through
Correct.
social media, but it was an instantaneous connection and friendship. And I just remember thinking, where has this person been my life? It's like I've been searching for Sherry for a very long time. So, and as much as you give me credit for things I've done for you, trust me, I could never give back all the things that you've done for me. So it
And
is
here's the
a
whole cool
mutual
thing about our
celebration.
friendship, Donna, and those listeners out there. I'm in Ohio, Donna's in California, and we've only been with each other one time. And that was not even, I mean, that was even quick. It was not even, it was just a quick, short, hey, it's wonderful. It is
Let's
absolutely
go. She
wonderful.
met me when I was in Ohio for a book signing, and we went and had lunch. She stayed for the book signing, and then I had to go. She had to go. But I mean, it was wonderful, and it was so funny because people are like, they're like, "Oh, wow, we didn't know you had an old friend that lived here." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." They're like, you guys sound like you've known each other your whole life. And I'm like, It's great. It's like, I feel like we're old souls together.
Yes,
And so
100%.
I so enjoy it when you get to come on here. So you're also, beyond being an author and writer, you're offering online and in-personal motivational training. You are a coach. I would like for you to tell us what it is that you do coach and what training that might include, and also where listeners could connect with you for those types of things if they want to go beyond the books.
Thank you very much. I have been very blessed and honored to be able to speak at several different faith-based lady events, seminars, as well as I've also been able to speak at professional business coaching seminars. So they can connect with me through the links that will be included with the show. We can discuss and customize a program that best fits their needs, as well as their audiences, and as well as their finances. Because, like I said, and like I alluded earlier, I am annoyed by the bait and switch and evidence in my book. I will not do that. And I do not do that. And so we can, that's another thing that I do like to think that I do a little bit different, is I will customize something to their particular need.
Okay. And so these programs that you're offering, they are based on both books, is that correct? So the
Yes.
motivational moments and the mind your mouth, but you also have the tailored form a non-secular
Yes.
event also. So
Like the business coaching that I do, yes.
right, yeah, okay. Awesome. Well, we're so glad that you're able to do that. And I've had the pleasure of listening to Sherry speak, and she's quite eloquent. And if nothing else, she will light a fire under you and make you want to go. It's like, okay, Sherry's watching. I need to go do something.
Well, that's funny that you say that because I do a virtual Bible study every single Monday night, and we have people from all over the United States that join us. That's also a link that we can drop in the show notes, Donna. And it's so funny that you say that because with that, we also have a private Facebook group. People will constantly say, "I hear your voice in my head." Well, Sherry wouldn't want me to do that, so I'm not going to do that. And I'm like, "What?" I made that much of an impact, really?
Yes, you do. And it's amazing to me because it's like I do catch myself going, oh, Sherry's watching, you better straighten up. Especially when I'm and I find that voice pops out a lot of times when I'm berating myself. It's like all I can hear is Sherry in the background going, really? That's the way you talk to yourself? Really? That's my friend you're talking about. I don't appreciate it.
Exactly.
That's
And
okay.
Donna
Okay,
is
Sherry, I'll stop.
100% right. Yep.
I'll stop. I'll stop. All right. So I know that you have gotten some early reviews on the motivational moments. Could you share a couple of those with us? Just give them a little taste of what this new book and journal is going to be.
Yes, of course. I would be delighted to let the cat out of the bag on a couple of those. And these, as Donna said, these are quotes from some people that were privileged to see a couple of the early days previously released. Wow, this book is a true inspiration to me. That was one review. Another one, this journal is packed full of experiences and scriptures to tackle almost any situation that could happen in a 90-day time period. Remember earlier we were talking about that quarter. Look at this as a quarter. This is another review. This journal is something I would definitely buy, use, and give as a gift for others. Here's a shameless plug. It is going to come out at about the perfect time for Mother's Day gifts. Donna brought that to my attention. It's a shameless plug. So this book would be a great gift for that. And here's another final review, at least the ones I'm sharing with you. I have been in a journey to grow my faith, and this little gem is such a welcome compass to guide me on my way.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. And congrats on the early reviews. They have been amazing. So, of course, we spent all season two talking about reviews. And you know what I'm going to ask you here? You watched the show. Give us your personal review of Motivational Moments, a 90-day prayer journal, practical journey to hope, love, and vision.
Some people may say that this is a long-winded review, but it's true. If I were to review the book, I would say I wish that I had something like this when I was a new mom, when I was a new wife trying to set the course for my life, because we all know we don't get a manual for those areas. It is written so practical that each day is set up to help the reader step a little day outside of their comfort zone, but baby little steps, as well as be encouraging to you that when what you're going through can become better than where you came from. Each day is designed to get better and better. That's the review that I would say, but to kind of add on a tiny little bit, we do lose ourselves in the diapers. We do lose ourselves when, like we said earlier, we're just trying to make it through, pay the bills, take care of the dogs, take care of the cats, take care of the husband, the kids, take care of the job, the other volunteer obligations that we have. And it's okay to find you because, as Donna reminds me on a consistent, regular basis, be authentic, be you. Because everybody else is taken.
That's right. They are taken, and everybody loves you for you anyway. So there you go. And I number one, 5-star review, because I'm just going to say the hardest step towards creating a habit is the first day. The second hardest step is the second day. And the 10th hardest step is to keep going.
Yes.
So, and I do love that about this journal. It makes me want to reach for it every single day. It makes me want to feel that momentum. And I love that you have this motivational moment. It is a momentum, it is creating that habit of, I can't change anyone but myself. And I can't love or do for anyone until I do for myself first. And I think that reminder is so needed in our busy, crazy lives. We subjugate ourselves to the to-do list.
Yes.
And I do love the fact that you're kind of throwing the to-do list out of the door and saying, well, what do you think? Because I think we forget to think a lot. We forget to sit back and go, What was the best part of my day? I have no clue. What was the worst part? It all just is a big blur. Well, don't you think that's a problem? You just squandered an entire day. And I think just having that conversation, even if it's only in your head, is
Yes.
so worth it and is so empowering because you know what it does for you the next day? It makes you pay attention. It
And
makes
you
you
know, it's so
notice.
interesting that you bring that up. And my husband, he just laughs at me and giggles. But before we go to bed, we're laying down and I will say, "Tell me something good that happened to you today." And he has a running joke with me and he says, "Squatola, nothing, squatola." And I'm like, "Stop saying that. Stop putting that out there." But like you just said, it forces him to say, "Okay, well, this happened. And this was something the good that happened to me today." And then I won't answer him. I won't just say what was something good that happened to me. I want him to ask me.
There you
And
go.
so a lot of times I'll text my kids who are now adult kids, and I'll text them, I'm like, "Hey, tell me something good that happened to you today." And they know that, you know, they know that. And they also know I will not tell them something good that happened to my day until they ask me, because that's all people want. That's also part of this journal. That's all people want. They want to know that somebody cares. They want to know that somebody's like, "How are you today?" And actually give a true answer.
Well, and how do you care about other people? By caring about yourself. So
Exactly.
maybe ask yourself that question first. What was something that could happen to me today?
Yeah.
So I love that. I do think that's what your journal is all about. So I know we talked about this and you said there's seven more books. So what's next on your agenda? What's coming in the pipeline? Give us a sneak hint at it.
Pull back the curtains and reveal what's coming down the pipe. Well, Donna, because of you and your amazing example to inspire me and kick me out of my comfort zone, I am working on a study guide, like what we said earlier, for Mind Your Mouth. I am working on a study guide as well as an illustrated book that tells a story about a man who does not know how to stand still at an auction. I'm really pulling the curtains back on this one. And he keeps buying stuff and he brings it home to his wife, as well as other several as other faith-based books to inspire the reader and to help them truly see the value in themselves as God sees them. Because I think I know that is a huge obstacle in our society. People question their self-value and their self-worth because most people are not authentic on social media. It's fake Facebook because people just post up their highlight reels. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, posting up, you know, every single sob story. I'm just saying be normal. Just be yourself. Just be authentic. Just be normal.
Right. Well, you know, and you and I've talked about this at great length. It's like I think we've made a huge error in replacing actual community with social media.
Yes.
You know, because this, yes, while this might be something that you might want to share with a neighbor or a trusted friend, it's like the world is not your neighbor or your trusted friend.
Exactly.
Although, again, you know, without social media, you and I would not know each other. So it's like I tiptoe around that idea. It's like, you know, just, you know, my mother used to say, she's like, well, she goes, it might be okay now. She goes, but are you going to want your 5-year-old child to find this when they're 30?
That's a great analogy.
She goes, because if you don't want somebody to find it 10 years from now or 15 years from now, maybe you don't want them to find it now. And I'm like,
No, you're
yes.
absolutely correct.
All right. Well, we're so thankful that you're here with us here on the Writer's Parachute. So, where can we find the book and the new journal?
They will be released, as what Donna said. It is expected to come out April the 2nd, and it will be in Amazon, local retailers, locations, as well as local bookstores.
All right. And always, it will be available worldwide. If you
Yes.
do go to a bookstore and you are not able to find one of Sherry's books or any of the books that we recommend here on the Writer's Parachute, please reach out to us. We'll try to help you with that. But oftentimes, you can just ask the book retailer and they can get the book for you. They have limited book space. Trust me, there are millions of books out there and they cannot store in-house multiple copies of every book available. So, your request for a book will make Sherry thrilled. And also will be available for any bookstore that wants to get a copy of it for you. Also know we talked a little bit here about social media. So you are on social media. What platforms are you on?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to get out on every available voice. So I am currently on LinkedIn. I do have a Facebook. It is a Facebook SB Motivational Moments Group. I am also on Instagram, and newly, you can find me on TikTok.
All right. No Threads or Blue Sky or any of
Not
that yet.
yet. I'm
Not
telling you,
yet.
it's baby steps. It's baby steps.
We'll get you there. We'll get you there. So.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
All right. So for any of you guys, don't run out of the room and grab pen and paper. We'll have all of this for you in the show notes. And of course, Sherry is an excellent student. So we're going to give you a link tree, which will link you to everything that she has. So that'll make it so much simpler for you. And for those of you who don't know, you can go to Linktree. That's linktr.ee. There's no .com. There's no dot anything. It's .ee. And sign up for free to have a tree of links that you can give out to anybody. It is the most underused, undervalued platform for authors and writers out there. And I can't sing its praises high enough. And no, I don't get any money or anything from Linktree. I just think it's a good program. So, all right. So, any upcoming events, any giveaways, blog signups, or anything else that you would like to share with our audience before we go do our tip of the week?
Yes, we are toying with the idea of doing a bundle special. So we do have that in the works. And that again goes back to it'd be a great Mother's Day gift to do a bundle special. We also have other things that we can include in that. I know that we had tossed around the idea of doing ebook formats and then, of course, the extra journal pages. And we are also in the works to get a custom design bookmark that will also be able to. We already have a custom design bookmark for the Mind Your Mouth, and we are working on one for the Motivational Moments 90-Day Prayer Journal as well.
All right, awesome. So right now you don't have any newsletters. I do know you have a YouTube channel. Is that correct?
I do, and I forgot to mention that in my social media. Yes, I do have a YouTube channel. Thank you for the reminder.
All right, well, we'll link you to that. And if you're wondering, it's just Sherry being pure Sherry and motivating people to be better than they are today. So I always look forward to those little clips and stuff. And as she said, she's new over on TikTok. She's doing new videos every single day. So go check her out on TikTok and we'll have that link for you. So was there anything else that you want to include before I go do the tip of the week and we send everybody on their way?
Yes, I do. Donna, you are amazing. You are very passionate about helping others excel and achieve their dreams, and it has been a true blessing. Thank you for inviting me on the show. Thank you for working with me on all of these projects that we're working on. But I also believe that we've got several more, not only the ones we mentioned, we've got more coming. So thank you for allowing me to have a tiny bit of space here on your successful and amazing program.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. And wow, I don't even know what to say with that. I'm kind of flustered now. All right, so let's go ahead and go do our tip of the week. So Sherry talked about timing when she was talking about some of the things that she wished she had known or done or changed. And I want to talk about timing because there's a difference between delaying something or procrastinating and timing. Sometimes timing isn't what we think it is. Sometimes timing is about the right time and space to make that connection between the author and the reader and the book. We don't always know what that is. And I'll give you an example. My first book that I published, I had it written, fully edited, ready to go, and was about to publish it. And something about it bothered me. And I wasn't sure what. But for some reason, I didn't publish it. And I went on this incredible journey trying to figure out what was bothering me about it. And what was bothering me is that I really hadn't learned enough to fully develop my voice about the topic that I was speaking about. And so it took me about 2 years to learn the things that I needed to learn to really make that book come across, come alive, and connect with the reader. Was it frustrating? Of course. You know, that's, you know, 3 years later, I'm finally publishing that book, but it made the book better. And it was about timing. It was about the moment when my voice and my words could connect with the reader. So as much as we give ourselves hard time about, I wish I'd have started earlier, don't we all wish we'd started earlier? You know, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today.
Yes.
So,
Yes.
you know, don't worry about it. You know, yes, it would have been better if we'd started 20 years ago or 5 years ago or 2 days ago, but you know what the second best time is? Right now. So think about timing and keep that in mind when you're running into these roadblocks, when you're running into this frustration and this self-doubt. And I'm specifically talking about when you're writing, but it applies to most of your life. Remember that not everything needs to be revealed in this moment. Maybe there's a moment coming when it needs to come out. You know, people's, you know, something will happen in the news, and then a week later, somebody comes out with this amazing book, and they're like, wow, they were really quick about that. No, that book was already ready to go. They just found the perfect timing for it to come out. And again, you can't foresee that. You can't foretell that. It is what it is. So just keep your mind open to maybe the best timing will present itself. Maybe those obstacles that you're running into are there for a reason. Maybe, you know, there's a reason that you're being delayed in getting that information out there. So try not to beat yourself up. As I always say, give yourself plenty of grace. You're already winning. You're doing, that's all that can be asked of you. You're proceeding, you're progressing. That's all that can be asked. The end of the race will come when the finish line is. And we don't always see the finish line until we're there. So don't worry about it. Just keep running your race and don't worry about who, what, when, where, why. We just got to keep putting that foot in front of the other. Now, I know I'm getting very philosophical today and I really don't want to do that. I want to celebrate. I am so very proud of Sherry. I'm so thankful that she is here with us today. And as always, I am so grateful to be the host here on the Writer's Parachute. As you guys can hear, my throat's a little groggy, but I'm still fighting through it. I hope that you find the Writer's Parachute as a safe place for you to come and share your writing experience and to learn and be with us and find this as a safe, creative space for everyone. Until next time, keep writing forward, keep dreaming. Keep telling stories. We'll see you next time. Bye.